Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way, where you wait weeks for a technician to do messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's another way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. It's the two-time winner of CNET Editor's Choice Award. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in security. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. You barely notice it's there. But what's truly remarkable is you can set up this system all by yourself. Anyone can do it. It takes 30 minutes to an hour tops, and there's absolutely no trade-off to your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice, 24/7. It's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. It's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/team today and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure you go to simplisafe.com/team. That's simplisafe.com/team. All right, everybody, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, we're giving the people free content until March 18th to give them a taste. So when free agency hits, they're going to be addicted and they're going to want their breaking news. And all you have to do is sign up at the $10 level and you get all the swag, including the Crew de Taysom Cup. It is amazing. You're going to want it. But this one is free, courtesy of SimpliSafe. Andrew, today's topic is I wanted to tie it into the stock market crashed. I hope you were like the rest. I hope you were like me and you just ignored your 401k and your investments if you have any. You just put it out of your mind because it was a disaster. The stock market lost like 8% of value. But I thought of it, sometimes in the stock market when it crashes, it's a good opportunity to buy low, right? You buy the stock low and then and it goes back up and you make some money. So I was thinking, what Saints player in 2020 should you buy low on, and maybe they're going to have a great year and people don't see it coming? So my choice, and it isn't just an excuse to play this music because that's Alex Anzalone's music. Andrew, I'm all in on him, and here's why. He is a really, really good player. He's got all the things you want in a linebacker, right? He just can't stay healthy. And when he's had stretches of being healthy, he's been very good. And Andrew, what do we always joke about? When it's a player's walk year, a lot of them mysteriously get healthy for that 1 year and then they cash in free agency and they go back to being injured. I just think it'll be hysterical in 2020 where Alex Anzalone is so good, we'll be both petrified to lose him and petrified to pay him a lot of money because his shoulders are made of tissue paper. But I'm all in on him. I think he's going to have a great year, and it's going to be a very difficult decision next offseason on whether to keep him.
It's an interesting pick. You know, Anzalone, I feel like, I don't know what's going on with his shoulders, man. You joke that it's like tissue paper, but seriously, it's a continual problem for him. And so that starts to tell me like there's something about his DNA, you know, the way his body's built. And, you know, when you have kind of reoccurring issues over and over and they're the same things, you know, I just start to wonder, is that ever going to go away? You know,
it's so, not. There's that, a reason why he was a fourth round pick. He should have. He had like a like his tape was like second round grade, but his shoulders are terrible.
He's good. But that's why you buy low. When he plays, he's good.
No, and I look at a guy, you know, he can be very good. And the thing is, he, in 2017 and in 2018, you know, he only played a little bit in 2017, right? He got hurt, I think, the fourth game against Miami. 2018, when he was healthy, Andrew, he makes plays because he's got all the physical stuff the Saints like. He's got the size. He can run sideline to sideline. He's got everything you want. And also he's got the flowing hair. And granted, I'm selfish because if he's amazing, right, I get to play this 2-3 times a month. That would be fantastic, not just for me, but for the show. And the people that love the sound effects. But he's my choice to buy low. I think he's going to have an amazing year, and we're going to argue all next offseason about how much to pay him or if we should let him walk and expect his shoulders to go back to being terrible and broken. Who is your choice of a Saints player to buy low in 2020?
Well, real quick, I would just say, you know, the Saints are already reported to be poking around at Jamie Collins, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do at linebacker. I mean, the fact that they signed Kiko Alonso, picked him up before Anzalone was put on IR, to me was a signal that, hey, we don't trust this guy. And I know he had banged up his shoulder already and he was going to try to play through it. And then
nope, that's absolutely right.
He re-aggravated it, at which point he went on IR. But the whole reason they picked up Alonso to begin with was that they didn't have confidence in him making it through the season based on his injury. So, you know, I think the mere fact that they picked up Alonso, now Alonso has a big contract and he's in the final year of his deal, so he's a cut candidate unless they restructure his deal. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens at linebacker. I mean, I don't think they're going to trust to get a healthy season out of Anzalone. So they're going to probably try to get two other starters besides DeMario Davis, and he's going to have to be healthy, but B, play his way into playing time because it's not going to be handed to him.
Okay, so this is, everybody knows this is a serious football podcast. We care about analytics. We care about the data. So I'm going to ask you a hardcore football question, Andrew. What would be more fun, being able to play this all year long because Anzalone's amazing, or they sign Jamie Collins and we get to have hashtag system linebacker swag all year long?
Well, both is the correct answer. You know, where Anzalone is starting next to Collins and DeMario Davis, and you get a full season of both of them being awesome, at which point you can double dip. It's kind of like if you were to ask me, should I do chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream or, you know, Rocky Road? And I would say, why not both?
Why not both?
And you give yourself a couple scoops of each in the bowl. So, this... no, I mean, I think the Saints are going to have to approach this offseason with the assumption that Anzalone's not going to be someone that they can count on, that he's either a sub or just a guy that, like, they hope will work out, but that they have to have a contingency plan. And fortunately, he has a low salary. So, you know, you're not committed. You haven't tied a bunch of money into him yet where you feel like you almost have to make it work or you have to cut him. So, you know, they can be pleasantly surprised and keep him based on his salary. But I don't think you can necessarily count and assume it's going to be fine with him at this point.
Well, the system linebacker T-shirt is locked and loaded with Dave.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All we need is the Saints to sign him on March 18th at 3 o'clock.
And yeah, we're I'm a little disappointed we never went with system defensive tackle when we signed Malcolm Brown.
But this
will be a chance to make up for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, my pick is Sheldon Rankins. And he's in an interesting point in his career where, you know, obviously 2 years ago he had the best year of his career and was really approaching Pro Bowl level to where you would say, man, this guy's going to be due for an enormous contract. And he tears his Achilles.
He was the best defensive player on the 2018 Saints heading into the playoffs. He really was.
I thought so too. Yeah. I mean, you could make an argument for Cam Jordan, but maybe Lattimore, but no, he was excellent. So you look at him and then obviously last year, he really never lived up to the level that he had the preceding year. So he never really recovered from that injury fully. Didn't have the explosiveness. And then he gets hurt again towards the end of the year and they shelve him. So he's in a contract year now, and I do think you can kind of buy him low. And this is, you know, some guys in free agency, man, it's crazy. It really is all about timing. I mean, you really have to time it to where you have your best and healthiest season right as your contract ends, because then that makes you really valuable on a market. Whereas if you're coming back from injury, or if you came back from injury the year before and you kind of had a down year, then your value is crap on the open market and you maybe don't get as good of a contract. But some of these guys, we've seen them get like mediocre contracts and then they rebound in a big way. So, you know, unfortunately for him right now, as it stands, he's kind of sitting on a 1 year prove it deal. Like that's what he would get in free agency. He might get a little bit of money because of what he's done in the past, and NFL teams remember that and they like big names. So like he might get like a 1 year, $5 million deal, and that would be like a prove it deal. But, you know, if you look at how he was 2 years ago, for him to go into free agency and get that contract, that would be a really bitter pill to swallow for him. So this is a huge year for him, because if he gets back to that level where he's getting 8 sacks and he's super disruptive, then I see Rankins as a guy who could get, you know, 5 years, $40 million, $8 million a year or something, or maybe
more than that.
Yeah, if he plays at that level.
Because if
but
he
to me,
Well, if he gets back to 8-9 sacks, I think a team would pay him over 10. Maybe it wouldn't be as long of a deal, but I could see him getting 3 years, $32 million.
Yeah, $36 million, maybe. Yeah. So I agree with that, and I think it's one of those things where this is a huge year for Rankins, because I think if he comes back again this year and he's not showing much, then I think a lot of teams close the book on him. They're like, yeah, he never really made it back from the Achilles thing. He's kind of done. So
yeah. And also too, you know, to be fair to him, I think Alex Okafor sort of spoiled us in that he tore his Achilles and he came back really, really strong in 2018. And that Achilles injury is really like a year plus recovery, even now with medical science. It's just a very, very hard thing to recover from. So I don't think...
people forget it happened to Rankins in the playoffs. So it really... It really wasn't until the playoffs this year that it was a full year for him.
Yeah. So I just think to say, well, he didn't recover from it, he's never going to recover from it, he's we need to sort of move on from him, I'm not ready to do that, just because, like you said, it takes a year. And sometimes Achilles, it takes a year plus. And that's still one of those, you know, as much as medical science has improved, you know, when we were kids, Andrew, if you hurt your knee, it was like, well, he hurt it, he blew out his knee, he's done. His career, and guys would never, ever be the same, right? Now, you hurt your knee, you come back stronger. The Achilles is one of those things where it's still a really, really hard, slow process. And look, people forget, man, in 2018, he was wrecking people. I mean, that Minnesota game, he was dominant in a, and he gave you a pass rush from the interior that is still a rare thing from defensive tackles. So if he can get back to 6+ sacks, man, you can have a good defensive line. And the Saints defensive line sort of quietly last year got ravaged with injuries.
They did. Yeah, man, I'm still picturing Rankins playing at his best level next to Malcolm Brown and what that looks like as a tandem. And that gets me really excited. So, yeah, that's a stock that, you know, and we're basically talking about who has a low stock right now that you would buy and invest in. For me, that's Rankins, because I still think he would be a year removed from his injury. From everything I've heard, the injury that he had was kind of like, it was a sprained ankle. So it was like he wasn't going to be able to contribute in the postseason, you know, especially coming off that, and he wasn't really given a much before the sprained ankle. So I think the Saints made the decision, hey, let's go ahead and shut him down, because he wasn't giving us a ton, A, and B, you know, let's help him heal from this catastrophic injury that he had and not try to force him to play through something where we're putting him at heightened risk, you know, because now he's recovering from an Achilles injury and he has a sprained ankle. So, and a lot of times those injuries are compensation things, you know, so they wanted to shut him down. But from everything I've heard, this is not an injury that is going to linger. And you know, he should hopefully be 100% come training camp. So when I look at him, he's a guy where this is a huge year for him. It's really a career defining year for him in a lot of ways. And I just think he's going to come back motivated. And I still think he can be a really good player. He's still young. And we've seen Okafor bounced back in a big way from that injury. And so now we're on the other side of that year where I think Rankins can bounce back and be the guy that we all hope he can be. So that would be my pick.
Yeah. So guys, this has been Wednesday's Saints Happy Hour podcast. It's free because of Simply Safe. And guys, you need to sign up at the $10 level if you're not already. And everybody at the $10 level, you get the Crew to Taysom Cup in April. But Andrew, because of the collective bargaining agreement not being signed, the shit is going to come fast and furious once that thing gets approved. Like, it's looking like it's going to get approved at the end of this week. Maybe Saturday is the deadline for players to vote. Once that happens, there is going to be breaking NFL news and breaking Saints news out the wazoo. And you're going to want to be able to have access to this podcast, because we're going to be first on the breaking news. When you see breaking news on Saints Twitter or Facebook, you can come to us 20, 30, 40 minutes later. We'll be the first podcast with the reaction, and you're going to want it to drive to work, to drive home, to fuck off at work and not do actual work. So I'm just saying, it's $10 a month. That's nothing. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.